The Daily News article audio. Today in Science and Environment. Here's what to know about nations considering the first global tax on emissions for shipping. Nations are trying to reach an agreement to charge commercial vessels a fee for their emissions in what would effectively be the world's first global carbon tax. The International Maritime Organization, or IMO, which regulates international shipping, set a target for the sector to reach net zero greenhouse gas emissions by about 2050, and committed to ensuring that fuels with zero or near zero emissions are used more widely. The committee, comprised of IMO member states, is working to approve proposed new global regulations to put a price on maritime greenhouse gas emissions and to set a marine fuel standard to phase in cleaner fuels. The measures are more than climate aspirations. They will become mandatory for ships operating globally, said IMO Secretary General Arsenio Dominguez, who thinks the industry must do more to cut carbon pollution. The committee will set the course for a net zero future for the maritime sector, he told the Associated Press. The future of clean shipping hangs in the balance, said Emma Fenton, Senior Director for Climate Diplomacy at a UK-based climate change nonprofit, Opportunity Green. Fenton said, a high price, simple flat rate levy on shipping's greenhouse gas emissions is the only way to decarbonize the industry equitably. If an agreement is reached, it would represent a huge moment of solidarity in the fight to tackle climate change, Fenton said. For the first time, we will have, hopefully, an effective global framework tackling this international issue. Most emissions are tackled domestically. Emissions from shipping have increased over the last decade to about 3% of the global total, according to the United Nations, as vessels have gotten much bigger, delivering more cargo per trip and using immense amounts of fuel oil. Some fear that anything short of a universal levy would jeopardize climate goals and allow wealthier ship owners to buy compliance while continuing to pollute. Ambassador Alban Ishoda, Marshall Islands' special envoy for maritime decarbonization, said IMO's climate targets are meaningless without the levy. Revenue from a levy could be used to help developing countries transition to greener shipping so they aren't left behind with dirty fuels and old ships. Thank you for listening. This audio material is brought to you by Rare Job Incorporated.